Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New gun violence rocked communities in the South and Midwest over the weekend. In Kansas City, Missouri, a 16-year-old black teenager is fighting for his life after he was shot in the head when he rang the wrong doorbell. His family says he'd gone to pick up his siblings. Correspondent Lilia Luciano has details.
The homeowner who allegedly shot the teen was taken into custody on a 24-hour hold and was released. Many in the community worry race may be a factor. Kansas City's police chief acknowledged that concern.
I want everyone to know that I'm listening and I understand the concern that we are receiving from the community.
Police say four people were killed at a Sweet 16 party in a small town in Alabama. 28 were injured. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports from Dadeville.
Police have not released any details about the suspect or suspects and would not say if anyone is in custody for the attack.
We'll never be the same.
Pastor Ben Hayes led a vigil for the victims Sunday night.
Most of the kids there were from Dadeville. This impacted us a lot.
Among the dead, the birthday girl's brother, a high school senior who planned to play football in college. And in Louisville, Kentucky, site of last week's deadly bank shooting, two men were killed in gunfire at a local park. Early runners have just set out on the 26.2-mile Boston Marathon course. This year's race marks a somber milestone. 10 years ago, three people were killed, nearly 300 wounded, when two bombs exploded near the finish line. Two police officers involved in the manhunt for the brother suspects also died. The U.S. military says it's taken out an ISIS member in Syria. CBS's Vicki Barker is at the foreign desk.
U.S. Central Command says a pre-dawn helicopter raid in northern Syria has resulted in what it's calling the probable death of a senior leader of Islamic State. The man's name wasn't released, but CENTCOM says he was responsible for planning terror attacks in the Middle East and Europe.
A court in Moscow has convicted a top Kremlin critic of treason, and it sentenced Vladimir Kara-Murza to 25 years in prison. His wife, Yevgenia.
I'm terrified, of course, but I admire my husband and I respect him so much.
He's already survived two poisonings he blamed on the Kremlin, and he's been in prison for a year already. The deadline's almost here. You have until tomorrow to file your taxes, and a lot of people will be getting less money back. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel.
As we are coming out of the pandemic, these COVID-related benefits are expiring, and taxpayers will see that in the outcome of their refunds.
S&P futures are up too. Dow futures ahead 30. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A Republican bill would require people in Wisconsin on Badger Care Plus to renew their status every 6 months. It's similar to a bill Governor Evers vetoed a year ago. There are more than 1.5 million people in Wisconsin enrolled in Badger Care or other Medicaid programs. The bill's supporters say it aims to lower that number. Tax day is tomorrow. Americans have 3 extra days to file this year because April 15th was on a Saturday. Today is Emancipation Day, which is a holiday in Washington, D.C. Wisconsin has already processed more than 2 million tax returns. If you can't file or pay by tomorrow, you'll need to ask for an extension. In sports, Giannis Antetokounmpo is day-to-day after he bruised his back in last night's playoff loss to Miami. The Brewers open a 3-game series at Seattle tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Everyone deserves freedom over their own body.
Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable healthcare without judgment. And everyone deserves a healthcare provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive health care services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org, and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención, pase lo que pase.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Earl, wipe the dust out your ass. Good morning, Wisconsin. Earl, where I'm from, it's snowing, raining, and slick. Good morning.
All right. Good morning, and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. You can reach us at 844-967-2789. We got to say good morning to Calvin. How you doing, Calvin?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
You say you're doing well. Gilbert said it's snowing, it's cold. You know, it was just 80 degrees, and you still doing well, Calvin, huh?
That's why I'm only doing well and not good.
Oh. So Gilbert, man. 80 degrees, you know,
Earl,
a couple days ago.
Yeah, Earl.
Yeah.
Earl.
I'm listening.
It is 33 degrees right now.
I know, man. I look.
33 degrees.
But you can handle it. Hey, and let me ask
something. I know.
Let me ask something. I never understood how y'all could play. You knew when you showed up that it's going to be 5 degrees. With the wind chill, 15 below. And I would see you out there in short sleeves, man. I said, what's wrong with this fool? I mean, hey man, what was that about, man? Y'all got hit on the head, you know, too many times?
You called me a new fool. Let me tell you. The two differences of that, Earl. Number one, the love of the game.
Come on, man. Come on.
Number two, that check on Tuesday. That's the two main motor factors to get you out there to play in that cold.
Hey, Gilbert. The check on Tuesday, the love of the game. Sub-zero. You got on short sleeves. Explain that.
You got to get aggravated, man. You got to be pissed off because you're out there for number one.
That's
you
got to be pissed off.
That wasn't short sleeves because I'm pissed off and I'm cold. And you about to get it.
So that's why they wear the short sleeves, to let the other team know you ain't as tough as I am.
That we're in a different frame of mind, Earl. Let me tell you something, Earl. It could be negative whatever. This is where you test your manhood. It's negative whatever. You got those spike cleats on, and the dude just raked across the top of your foot with that spike cleat on. Or in my case, I'm at the bottom of the pile and some fool just stepped on your hand.
Oh, man.
The game is pretty when it's nice and sunny outside.
So the game is not for what they call a faint of heart. I mean, I'm just imagining. Your toes,
you gotta be a man.
Your toes man. Are cold. That don't. So you're not a man if you can't stand. If you're not outside.
No, I'm just saying. You gotta be a man to be out there with no sense, instead of a man out there with common sense. Because you ain't got no sense to be out there running into another dude at 200 miles an hour.
You know. We got a lot to talk about, man. But I want to stay here for 1 second, man, because I remember, man, you know, them Bart Starr days and Herb Alley and Willie Wood and Jerry Kramer and Jim Ringo then.
Yeah.
I remember all that. Yeah. I remember watching those games with no heaters on the sideline.
I'll tell you this much, Earl. Thank God for technology. I'm going to tell you that now. Because the game, even in that area, has evolved even better. Because back then, like that ice bowl.
Yeah.
I might would have went inside.
Man, y'all got heated benches, heated everything.
Yeah.
You know, them
heated benches. Gloves.
Yeah.
Heated everything. You know, they even got the, I remember one time, you know, them little blowers they have on the side. Yeah. I'm standing next to Donald Driver and I'm smelling something burning. I say, man. Hey, man, your shoes on fire, fool. Put them up.
Hey, you know, man, it is. I mean, it has evolved. Those cats were gladiators, right?
Yes, Lord.
Man,
yes,
they was out there with no gloves on, man, hands all chewed up, you know, frostbite, you know. No, and them helmets wasn't the way the helmets are now.
Oh, man.
Ears frozen.
No, man. Right? Did you see on the news they're going to have a new helmet come out this year for the quarterback?
No. I mean, what is it going to measure?
Yeah. Because it's supposed to, because they say, of course, they're going to take care of the quarterbacks, the hell with everybody else. But it's supposed to put the helmet on. So when the quarterback falls, it's supposed to take some of the pounding. Yeah. It's a new helmet. They ain't going to require the quarterback to wear it, but it's available.
So I will say this, Gilbert. You know, the advancements in those helmets is great. But it does put youth programs. You can't afford the helmet. You know,
half of the youth programs can't afford the defibrillator.
Yeah, well, that's true. It really
you
is
need
true.
That on the sideline. You would, need that somewhere,
Gilbert. You would think, man, that the NFL would put more money into youth programs. You know what I mean? I mean, they really don't put a whole lot in the youth program. The helmets, especially.
Wait, Earl. No. They do a lot. They do all the 360. Whatever it is with all that stuff. You see some of the things. I mean, you have a need, right?
Right.
They should have a committee that does that. They don't. Because that's where all your farm, that's where all your kids, that's where all your players coming from. So, yes, you do. They need to do more, but they do some.
Okay, I'm not saying they don't do. They do punt, pass, and kick and some other stuff. That's on the periphery. But the cost for equipment, for tackle football, up-to-date helmets and those kind of things is prohibitive in poor neighborhoods and poor communities. And I know that even the program that I ran for 20 years, parents can't afford helmets. The league hard to afford up-to-date helmets. They got cats out there playing in Dunn Hudson helmets and whatnot. But, you know, football football is a dangerous game, man. And so, you know, we got to figure out a way, Gilbert, somewhere for them to say and maybe make a deal with the manufacturers that, you know, we buying these expensive helmets from you all. Let some of those lesser helmets go at a lesser price to help these kids in the feeder systems.
You're right, Earl. But you sit up there and you see certain helmets like the Rydells and the Schultz and all those guys. They put more helmets out for the retail to buy than they do for the kids.
No question.
You see what I'm saying? You can go to Walmart or whoever, buy you a helmet that's a replica, but it's a helmet. Doesn't have all the equipment inside of it, but it's a shell.
But a shell ain't no good when you're playing tackle football, man.
No. But what I'm saying is, if you can do that, do something for these kids.
Oh, yeah. I agree with
you. You know what I'm saying?
I truly agree with that, Gilbert. And you know, I don't know, but I do know those contracts, and it's a business. I understand that. And people are there to make money. But, you know, when you do stuff, you can write it off, you know, when you start making those kind of – and maybe I don't know what it's going to take to get somebody to get to the higher-ups to understand that, you know, if you want to continue the feeder systems, there's this cost associated with it that makes it prohibitive for kids in poor cities, right? In the poor cities.
Yeah.
You know,
Give them a chance. Get them a chance, man. Just like everybody else. Even with the Nikes and the Converses and the Under Armours and all people, you know, they can come up with some kind of system where you buy this, a dollar goes to this to help this kid.
Right.
Those dollars add up to bring in a lot of shoes for the underprivileged kids that can't buy them.
Yeah. Well, you know, shoes are affordable, man. And it's the helmet. That's where the cost of it is, and then
I still know kids, Earl, that can't buy a pair of cleats.
Yeah, I do too.
It's nothing is affordable anymore. A can of beans costs too damn much.
listen, we've got to go to a break. Got a lot of stuff to talk about, Gilbert. When we get back, I want to talk about some information that is saying, and I said we wasn't going to talk about this cat anymore. You know,
you always say something that you all.
We got to talk a little bit about Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. 844-967-2789. Hey, Gilbert, it's cold.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
34 is cold.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
It's time to take your fitness to the next level. Join Brew City CrossFit in downtown Milwaukee. Brew City CrossFit offers a variety of safe, fun, and effective daily workouts that will challenge and transform you. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, their skilled trainers will help you reach your fitness goals. You can even schedule a free trial class by logging on to BrewCityCrossFit.com. What are you waiting for? BrewCityCrossFit.com. Brew City CrossFit, Milwaukee's number one CrossFit gym.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 37. Northwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Chance of snow again tonight. Lows dip down to about 28. Cloudy skies expected. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 51. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
It's all my It's all good, baby.
It's all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper.
Come on, come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Every Saturday, Mr. Magic.
Get it,
I let my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on
prime stock.
Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match.
With the hat to match.
Hey, wake up, you all. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Under the helmet with the grave digger, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Gilbert, I said I wasn't going to talk about this dude anymore, man.
Wait, Earl. I got a surprise for you that we're going to do on this show every time we talk.
What's that?
You understand? Calvin, cue it up, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, all right, Calvin. All right. Hey, Earl.
Yeah.
That's called getting on board the love train. So while you want to sit around here and talk about Aaron Rodgers and all these other people, we talking about getting on board the love train.
Man,
we're going to play that. So, Calvin, every first, after that first break, we playing the love train. That's what we doing. All the way till he grabbed that ball.
So, man, you forget. Well, you don't forget. But, you know, the love train and the OJs, I must have been about 26 years old, man. I was young.
I don't think I was born yet.
Hey, Gilbert, I was trouble at 26. That's true.
I can tell you had dark. You had dark hair.
Okay, but let's do some football, man. So listen to this. So, Wes, I just had this, man. There's some conversation that the Jets are starting and considering pulling out because the Green Bay Packers are trying to hold them up. They might step back they might step back from the Aaron Rodgers trade. And I was reading when they were talking about Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill, who used to play for the Texans. Not the Texans, but the Tennessee Titans. And you don't even know, man. You don't know football, man. You don't know.
I know football. You don't know, I know football. Listen, I know football, but I don't know food.
You Ryan don't
know. Tannehill. So you trying to tell me he's better than Aaron Rodgers?
It's not that he's better than Aaron Rodgers. What they're saying is he can, if Aaron Rodgers is only going to give them 1 year, he could be a placeholder for them.
Then it better be the best year they gonna ever have.
Listen, man. So here's
you're a New York Jet. What have you done?
Well, what the Jets are saying is, at the way Aaron Rodgers has been positioning himself, well, I don't know if I'm gonna play. Wait and see. They don't want to get into a situation where they've given a first round and a second round draft choice for a dude who only going to play 1 year. And what if he gets hurt right away? They made a bad investment. So the Packers trying to hold him up, stick him up, and the Jets are saying, hey, man, we know what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a cat who may quit. We're not going to give up all this money and all these draft choices. And they should have thought about all this stuff ahead of time, man. And so they're stuck. Gutekunst, or whatever his name is, and the Packers trying to stick him up. Well, we got a two-time All-Pro quarterback, and so we're not going to let you get away with it for a fourth-round draft choice. They should have worked that all out before, shouldn't they?
Yeah, they should. Everybody put their foot in their mouth. Everybody,
right.
Aaron Rodgers,
yep.
The Jets, and the Packers. Now you got to play the cards. Now you got to play it out. It's spooky how it's going to go down. But listen, bro. He got to go.
Well,
because imagine this. If they can't get rid of him, and he comes back, hypothetically, is they going to put him on the bench and let the love train start?
What I read, yes. It said they've already committed to Jordan Love. And nothing's going to change that. Even if Rodgers has to come back and sit on the bench. I mean, that's inconceivable. That could
be a slap in the face, wouldn't it? That would be a slap in the face, wouldn't it?
To have Rodgers sitting on the bench?
Yeah, that would be a slap in his face.
Yeah.
But not the greatest Packer of all time sitting on the bench. The greatest pack of all time sitting on the bench.
Well, and you know, part of this is, man, you know, he created this situation. And now, you know, he thought that by now, see, he was able to manipulate the Packers, right? Because the Packer fans didn't want him going.
Yeah.
And so the Packer fans are the ones who put the pressure on the Packers to give him $150 million at 36 years old, right? Come on, man. 37 years old. All right. Got to go to a break.
Listen to it, Earl.
Hey, I've listened to it before you was born. I was listening to it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2780. I get it, man. It's a good idea. We'll be right back.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Activists are demanding a homeowner in Kansas City, Missouri be charged after shooting a black teenager in the head when he rang the wrong doorbell. Police Chief Stacey Graves.
Throughout the weekend, investigators have worked to gather requested information and details. They have been in touch with the prosecutors. As soon as the case is complete, It will be presented to the Clay County prosecutors for their review.
Police in Dadeville, Alabama say four people were shot to death at a Sweet 16 party. The Reverend Fred Hutchardson led a community vigil.
To my young people out there, I want you to know that you are not going through this by yourself. That we are here for you. No matter what time of day it is.
A judge orders a 24-hour delay in Dominion Voting's $1.6 billion defamation trial against Fox News. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This really cracks the door open for a last-minute settlement of this case to help Fox avoid a trial and avert a possible spectacle.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The wildfires in Wisconsin are out. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says crews put out the biggest of them, the Arcadia Fire, on Saturday. It burned more than 3,000 acres, closed roads, and forced people out of their homes for 3 days. No one was hurt. Now comes damage assessment. A Republican bill would stop communities in Wisconsin from using public money for local guaranteed income programs. They're different from other government subsidies since they're not restricted to things like rent or food. Right now, Madison is the only city in Wisconsin with a guaranteed income program. In sports, Giannis Antetokounmpo is day-to-day after he bruised his back in last night's playoff loss to Miami. The Brewers open a three-game series at Seattle tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to iupatdc7.com.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Well, it's time again.
It's definitely time again.
It's time.
Some of you don't know nothing about it. Don't worry about it.
Double up, yo. Uptown.
Double up, yo.
You ain't know.
If you see me at the light and you think I'm having a condition or a fit, that's because Heavy D. Heavy D on, I'm in them up. And then people pulling next to me like, what's wrong with him? Is he okay? Ah! Is he okay?
Hey, so look. Hey, man, I'm at a loss for words. You know,
you always is.
Hey, man. Welcome back to the Aaron Lingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Under the helmet with the grave digger. Hey, Gilbert, the draft is a couple weeks away. And you mentioned Mel Kiper.
Week or two away.
And you mentioned Mel Kiper. And I, you know, I've been hearing this dude, Mel Kiper, he's, I don't know, forever. He knows everything when it comes to the draft. And so, you know, we wanted to see what his thoughts were. But before we go to Mel Kiper, man, I looked at this, Gilbert, and so this is what the Packers say, and not Mel Kiper, but this is what they say they need. They said tight end, and so you know there's question about whether or not they're going to spend the first pick on the tight end because they got Josiah DeGura, whoever that was. You know, he was drafted in last year. And then they got some cat named Tyler Davis, a developmental player, you know, who's been on the special teams. But they're in need of getting a top tight end. So there's talk about them drafting the tight end on the first round. Wide receivers. This is what the Packers view, the people in the Packers. This is what they're talking about, not Mel Kiper. A wide receiver. The current depth chart at wide receiver consists of four 2022 draft picks and Jeff Cotton. So they got four guys they drafted last year from last year's draft, 22. Those are the wide receivers and some cat named Jeff Cotton. And so, you know, Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs are the best of those two, but they're saying they need to find a three and a four receiver. You said that they need a game breaker. Well, I thought that's what Watson was. You need more than one game breaker? Can they afford to spend on
Huh? Earl, you love putting words in my mouth.
Okay, so didn't you say they needed another?
I didn't say anything about Watson and them not being no game. What I'm saying is they need a to show commitment to Jordan Love and to show him that they totally with him and involved with him. They got to draft offense first. They got to go out and get them a bona fide tight end, a bona fide slot receiver. They got to get something big on offense to show Jordan Love, hey, we in this with you and we're going to get you some help.
So their top three picks, based on what you say, a tight end, a game breaker receiver, and a slot receiver. That's what, when you talk about what their needs are.
No, I'm gonna say tight end, a receiver, one, two, and then maybe an offensive lineman, three. One of those three in the first round will be beautiful to show Jordan Love that you committed to him.
So then we go to defensive lines. And this guy says, while Kenny Clark, Devontae Wyatt, you know who he is?
Boy from Georgia.
T.J. Slayton, you know who that is?
Yeah, I heard of him, but big boy.
We'll play a big chunk of the snaps in 2023. The Packers desperately need depth behind the trio. Jonathan Ford. Now, here's what I was looking at this, Gilbert. Jonathan Ford, a seventh-round pick last year, didn't appear in a single game as a rookie. Chris Slayton spent a year on the practice squad. There are over 1,000 snaps to replace with the departures of Dean Lowry and Jerran Reed.
Who?
Dean Lowry.
Who did you say? Season sauce. You talking about season sauce? Dean Lowry? Sauce?
Hey, and
come on, man. Season Sauce ain't played a double team yet.
And Jerran Reed, but they said between those two guys, that's 1,000 snaps that they got to replace. Okay, these guys played 1,000 snaps last year, Lowry and Reed.
And what's our record?
Well, it was 8-9.
What was our record last year?
Okay, but yeah, but they got to get somebody. Hey,
thank you.
Gilbert.
Thank you.
Gilbert.
Thank you.
Gilbert.
So that means to tell me, them fools shouldn't have played 1,000 snaps.
So are you blaming what happened to the Packers on those two linemen?
No, I'm not blaming. No, oh no, oh no, no, no. Definitely not do that. No, no. The what happened? Sometimes it was coaching, sometimes it was ability, and sometimes it was heart. Cause I remember when they played Philly. Was it Philly?
Yeah.
Who they beat the brakes off of?
Yeah, it was Philly.
Mentally
that was
and
Philly.
Physically.
Yeah, it was Philly.
Philly beat the brakes off of them mentally and physically.
No, the Packers beat Philly. They beat Philly last year.
It was last year?
The Packers. I watched it. Hey, look, man, this is under the helmet with the grave digger, but I think I know more about the game than you.
Earl, don't you kid yourself.
Hey, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Check it out, man. Yeah. But then the other thing they're saying, Gilbert, is if they can get the right rookie, he can play 300 to 400 snaps to replace Dean Lowry and Jerron Reed. So they got to get clearly they need a lineman. And can you get a decent lineman on the fourth and fifth rounds, man? I thought them cats were at a premium. I thought you had to go high to get a good lineman that you want to play right away.
Earl.
Look.
Let me tell you something. First of all, for your information, the Packers lost to the Eagles last year, sir.
They did. I remember.
So Calvin, please look it up.
Okay,
Calvin, please look it up and don't embarrass him on air. Go on his earphones and tell him, yes, fool.
Okay, so it had to be. I remember watching the game. It must have been really close. Overtime.
You must have went to sleep.
What was the score?
The score was 40-33 Eagles, so it was a close one.
I remember the pack. I remember being.
I know more than you.
I stand corrected on that. But I'm asking you to expect a rookie to play 300 to 400 snaps on the defensive line as a rookie. Fourth, fifth round cat? I mean, don't you have to get somebody a little higher up than that?
No, not really. Earl, it's some men amongst boys.
Yeah, you gotta find the right one.
If you got a man that's a boy, but play like a man, put his butt out there. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like when I first went to Kansas, I went out there, started my first game. They just threw me out there, Earl. I got my butt whooped, but I learned, took my lumps. That's the only way you're gonna get it. You can't just think you're gonna just no. You gotta take your lumps before you get there, Earl.
Let me ask you, man, because most of us think you linemen, you just rush the quarterback. It don't take much to be a lineman, you know. You don't need to be too smart to be a lineman, right? Your job is just run and get that quarterback. Yeah, am I right?
Go ahead. No, Earl, it's a science. There's a science to the game, Earl. There's a science. Like, when the people sit there, who in the fight game is the big ticket? It's the heavyweight.
Right.
The heavyweights are the big ticket. Just like on the football field, it should be the heavyweights are the big ticket. Because there's a science to it, Earl. You can't just go out there, run into somebody, and expect to get a sack. You got to have a science. You got to understand momentum. You got to understand hand placement. You got to understand point A to point B as fast as you can. It's a science to the game. It ain't just two guys running up, grabbing each other's chests and smiling at each other.
So for those of us who don't know, who've never played, as a lineman, you got to be concerned about the run. You got to be concerned about, you know, the pass.
The pass.
So you can't just go.
Screen.
Yeah, you can't just go 100 miles an hour.
No, you got to be a controlled missile. You got to be a controlled missile. That's what it used to be a joke in the locker room. Like for Reggie White, we call him Big Dog. We're like, man, Big Dog only got two weaknesses. And we say, what's that? It's them little sausages from, it's those little sausages from Bob Evans. You know, the little link sausages. That's one. And the second one is a hard count. Hard count. That's Big Dog's two weaknesses.
That Aaron Rodgers.
Sausage and a hard count.
That Aaron Rodgers does well and gets kicked.
He does that pretty dang well.
So, Lord. So let me ask you, because they talk about gap. And so you got to control. Gap control. So you can't, for those of us who don't know, you can't just run straight ahead. You got to make sure.
Oh, no.
So tell us a little bit about that.
No, you can't do that. Gap control. Like, I was a two gap. So I got two gaps.
So what's two gaps? I got from the center or from where?
So if I'm on the center, I got the A gap. If I'm shaded or on the guard, I got the A and the B gap.
So
what I'm saying?
Yeah, but so A and B comes from the center. The center is zero. Then A and B is the center.
No, the right A gap the is between is wherever, right or left. It doesn't matter. The A gap is between the center and the guard.
Okay.
The B gap is between the guard and the tackle. The C gap is between the tackle and tight end.
Okay.
A, B, C.
Yeah.
And keep going. So if I'm protecting those two gaps, I'm a two gapper. I can't run up the field through the A gap and they just wore me off and here come the running back down the B gap.
Right, right.
You gotta be consistent in the game. And some guys never figured that out. I don't even know how. They played for so long that they don't know gap responsibility.
Well, I mean, here I am hearing that, and I understand that. Well, you know, I mean, from the perspective of that your responsibility is there, because if you're not there, these are pro players, they will exploit it every time.
Right, right, right.
And
it's kind of like I don't think I ever told you a story between me and Eddie George. I don't think we got time. Maybe we'll I'll tell you the story when we get back.
Right. All right. 844-967-2789 is the number. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger and Earl Ingram. We'll be right back.
Want instant respect when you tell people what you do for a living? Want to turn heads for the project you helped build? Want a thrilling career? Want to make some big bucks? Be a cowboy of the sky. You'll get the best wages in the business, full family insurance, and two retirement plans on top of those great paychecks. There's more. Be proud and happy to go to work again. Contact Ironworkers Local 8 at 414-476-9372. 414-476-9372. Or visit IWL8.org.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach,
diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Snow likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Highs level off around 37. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Chance for snow tonight. Lows dip down to about 28. Cloudy skies expected. Sunny skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 51. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Get money. Get money. Get money.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sunday to help me with the grave digger. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, Don, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Hey, Earl, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Hey, I've got a question for Gilbert. Gilbert, I understand you're from the Detroit area, right?
Sir, yes, sir.
Are you there? All right. Hey, how come
I said, sir, yes, sir.
I heard you. Yeah. How come you didn't become a Spartan like me? Michigan State.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you. At the time, George Perlis, I think, was there.
Yeah,
so
George Perlis.
They was.
Oh yeah.
At the time, he was on the tail end of not trying to beat out Michigan, and Bo Schembechler was outside. I had to get out of state, man. I had to go, man.
I hear you. They were beating you up, huh?
No, they weren't beating me up. I left.
I know, but
why would they? I'm just telling you. At that stage in my life, I wanted a challenge. I know I'd have been sitting on the shelf with Michigan and Michigan State for at least a year because they redshirted everybody coming in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so Kansas told me I had an opportunity to start. So that's where I went.
Really? Hang on, Don. So, Gilbert, so you're saying, did you get a look from Ohio State?
I got letters from everywhere. I got letters from UCLA, all out there. But I wanted to stay in the Big Ten because I wanted to stay close to home, or Big Eight. You know, so I had to choose between those two conferences.
You know, and when you talk about Don, who were the linemen? Because I watched a lot of Big Ten. That was when it was really the Big Ten back then.
Team when I was there was that Rose Bowl team, and they had Travis Davis, a nose tackle from Ohio, who, if I remember, was much smaller than Gilbert, but had great speed. So he was a great fit for that 4-3 stunt that Perlis was running. And he's one of the reasons Earl Bruce lost his job at Ohio State, because he let Travis Davis and Percy Snow come to Michigan State, and they were both Ohio guys.
Percy Snow, that's a name right there.
Little brother Eric played with Iverson for the Sixers, and he was a Spartan too. Percy, unfortunately, he had a great rookie year. Then his career was cut short. I broke his leg breaking up a fight at a party when he came back home.
Andre Rison.
Rison was Michigan State too.
Yeah, he was Michigan State.
Lorenzo White was in that backfield. Yeah.
Old Cat Eye. They call him Old Cat Eye.
Hey, Don, man, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. You know, Gilbert, you think back.
Yeah.
Let's say you had to play for Michigan, Ohio State, really high profile. You know, you did all right in the end, but imagine if you would have played on those squads, the visibility you would have gotten.
Yeah, that's kind of that. You know what, Earl? That's the kind of way it was in Green Bay. You know, we wasn't really a top market team. So, because at first we was labeled as Siberia. You did something wrong, so we're going to ship you to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Cold and they stuck, you know? We as a unit made that a better place.
Well, Reggie White really is the guy who made it possible for everybody else to come. They wouldn't come to Green Bay until Reggie White said yes.
No, ain't nothing happened until Reggie got there. Nothing happened until Reggie got there.
You know, and I remember Reggie in Philadelphia as a young man, just a wrecking crew, right? I mean, can you imagine you saw...
Even before that, USFL.
Remember,
Reggie played USFL, then he went to Philly.
Yeah, speaking of USFL, man, I took your advice and tried to watch a little bit of it Sunday.
You watch the XFL.
Oh, XFL.
USFL is a whole different league now.
Yeah. But I took your word for it, I got to see a little football.
And?
It was all right.
You was not impressed.
It was able to, you know, like a guy who might want a cigar. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. You have to. Here's the thing, Earl. If you like the game of football, you have to accept it.
I love the game of football, man.
So you have to accept this so that we can keep it, so we can get us a farm league going, Earl.
Yeah.
We need to get us some more talent out there. And this is the only way we're going to see it if these XFLs and USFLs play.
So there's XFL and a USFL.
Yes, sir.
So the NFL financially supports one of them? There's no fans in the stadium, man. Zero. I'm watching the game, and then can you imagine playing in front of no fans?
Yeah. Try COVID.
Try what?
Try when COVID was alone, they was playing with no fans in the stands.
Oh.
It's been done before, dude.
Listen, we gotta go, man.
As usual, you always wanna pull the plug when I'm jumping on you.
Well, listen, by the time we talk again, do me a favor.
What's that?
Promise me it's going to be 60 degrees or better.
It got to be. I don't care what it is. It ain't going to be no more 33s. It ain't going to be no more 33s, Earl.
All right. We got to run, man. Thanks as always, brother.
All right. Calvin. Boot the woo.
All right. We'll be back.
Yeah. Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Has your affordable care plan gotten too expensive? Then Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team will help save you money on insurance with a plan you can change at any time to fit your budget for individual, family, or small business. Getting started with a quote is fast, easy, and takes less than 5 minutes. Call Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team, 779-302-8363. 779-302-8363.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.